Okay. Tosh Bamachika said Mishamina Yak is on Charishima Shadim is a cardomina divirim. So there's a few cases. One case is a Mishamina Yarik, which is somehow another Mazik. We saw different Shatim. And also cardomina divirim. Time of the year, Yarik, or like a Yarik Samik, look, can I get Yarik Namina Samik? Well, Kamaj and Hari Kosha Dadi. So that's the same answer he gave before to defend Rava. In other words, I said you're both mazikim, so therefore, I don't have to embark. So the Eden of Sabbath, the Rashi says, let's read the top Rashi, we'll skip the other Rashis. The Eden of Sabbath, according to Rava, the Eden of Sabbath, Inish Hezek, the Mezek of Ero, Philip Shay Sham Dabran Isaac, the Islater of Yaisi, Dater Shem Masikim Hain. So if Yaisi holds that they're both Masikim, the Chardo and the Dvirim, Hechi mishkachas leidin ismecha mina yubereisha. Hare chavero na'akev adav. So why can't the question is, how did the first guy come? Right. So I'm not really sure.
I mean, it's not really just how did the first guy come, I think. I mean, a guy could come to Isser, but I think the answer is, yeah, okay, but right now, so now that we called Bezin, so now you have to be Marchik, right? I don't think the kasha is how could such a thing be that a guy did something wrong.
As she says, Are Chavero Ma'akev Alav.
Okay, so he didn't. He was in Florida.
Okay, so probably could tell him to leave, yes. They probably could tell him to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do we know who the first guy is here?
What?
Do we know who the first guy is?
The Mishnah is talking about that the first guy is the Dvarim. Because the Mishnah says, Barchikim is a Chardom in a Dvarim. So apparently the first guy was a Dvarim.
Except that Barchikim is Chardom in a Dvarim doesn't really mean that a Dvarim. It means an Ametsa, right?
Okay, according to Rava, it means some.
We're in Rava now.
What? Oh.
Aren't we in Rava now?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, you know, are we in which Lashon of Rava? And Rasha, are we in this Lashon of Rava argues only by a Suida virus or even by Ena Suida virus? So I do not know. If Rava only argues by Ena Suida virus, so Lachara, you can give a very simple answer that we're talking about a case.
Ena Suida, no.
No, if Rav is only arguing by a Suida virus, I'm sorry. I meant to say, if Rav is made by Ena Suida virus, so the Chayra, the Gemara could have answered that we're talking about a case that the first person was Simic because it was Ena Suya. Let's say it was Ena Suya the Chardo.
I mean, we had four, like five other cases that we could have. I mean, Rebbe's only asking now this.
I don't know of other cases that we could have answered this. I don't know. I don't, you know, you can't ask me that. That's not a fair question. But if Rava is by, you know, there is a, okay. But let's go. So the Maris Kash is, so how was the first person Simic? So the my time of the Rabban. Now the obvious Kasha, which is what Titus deals with, is that, I mean, my time of, because how did you find the first person to be Simich? But there's an also, just like the Gemara is only asking on Rava. It's Mashpran Abaya, it's not Shver, because we know how the first guy was Simich. So Adarabba, and Rav and Abaya, Rav Yosi is Shver, even a worse question. Since the first guy was Simich Beheter, so the second guy should have to be marchik everything, just like by Bor. So you know there is the Rav Yosi, who Tzivis is bothered by, top Taisus, the second Taisus, that the Gemara is asking on Rava, how according to you, Rava, do you have a Heichet Timsa that the first guy was summoned? The Gemara should have asked a better Kasha. How according to Abaya, do you have a din that the second guy, doesn't have to be Marchik everything? When the first guy comes by Heter, according to Abaya, like by Bor, the second guy has to be marking everything. Okay, so we'll see Taisus. But that's the Gemara's Kasha, is my time to drop on. I'm sorry.
Why is it a Kasha and Abaya more than anybody else who reads the Mishnah? That's not a Kasha in the whole belt. Well, the second guy has a din to be marking from a Mazik, right? It has nothing to do with...
According to Rava, a little bit, the second guy's point has made sense. Rav, you did something that you weren't supposed to do. So I also do something that I'm not supposed to do. It makes sense. You know, the first guy did something he wasn't supposed to do. So the second guy can say, I'm no worse than you. It makes sense. The question is, how did the first guy get away with it? But assuming let's make believe that we can answer the Gemara's Kasha, that Heichi Samach, that we're talking about a bum, and he did it, and he's a Beruni, and Desden can't make him take it back. He's a boy. That's it. So then, okay, so Rav Yaisi makes sense that once the first guy acted Shlokadin, and he was moved, but he wasn't supposed to move, so I can do that also. But the Abaya is much worse. Abaya is the first guy was Mamish Kedin. So why in
is
the
that
world?
The din according to Rava? Is that the din of Rava by Bar? Is that the din of Rava by Bar? If a guy comes up to the Meitzar,
I'm saying maybe you could say. We don't know. We never had it discussed. I'm saying in Rava, you could say there's such a thing, theoretically.
Rav Yehesha doesn't argue on the Mishnah. Rav Yehesha doesn't argue by the Mishnah. Otherwise, Rav Yehesha would argue in the Mishnah as well if that was, he would have the same Svara.
Talking about such a case. The Gemara, here we're talking a case where the first guy, somehow or another, was Simeh. We Kasha, forget it. How? Gemara doesn't even have an answer for that, Kasha.
So, right, okay. But in the Mishnah,
theoretically answer that question, then it makes sense in Rava, why the second guy is allowed to be Simech. But in Abaya is much fairer. Abaya, forget the first guy we understand was Simech Beheter. So why is the second guy? Okay, the Taisus taught. I don't have to be the Taisus. So where is that? Amar Abba Bilokeach. So Rashi says, Bilokeach. Akar Shasazem Mishra Tok Sadayu. Ozara Sham Khardin, as the whole Mishnah is Tomabakeach. So he did the Mishnah Khado, Mokar Maxa Sadeala Al Akher. But Okeach, Zara Ba Yarek, Ohamed Varim. So the Okeach is the one who is being damaged. And the Okeach is the one who is being damaged. So that's how. So the person who's doing the damage, he was the original owner. And okay, the original owner, so he was allowed to do it because he was the original owner. If you're the original owner, you can do whatever you want. So he can make the chardo, he can make the mishra, because he was the original owner. There was no other owner then. And then the buyer went ahead and bought, and he became the made himself damageable by making a yarek or a dvarim. So the Gemara says, so that answers the question, hechi mishkachasa, because the first guy was an okeach, he was the owner. In fact, the Gemara, he been okeach, if the first guy is the owner, and the second guy, who is the person being damaged, is a buyer. My time is Rabbanan. Rashi seems to say, my time at Rabbanan, and I'm not sure Rashi Gerza, am I Marcha Karim Bishus also? I'm not sure if that's going on here. In other words, why does the Rabbanan say that now, once you buy it, and you made your Yerek or Dvarim, then the Baal Chardu and the Baal Mishra have to be Marchik? Doesn't make sense. He was Brishus. Behold, my time is Rav Yosef, Fina Mishra V'Yarkanami. In other words, Rashi only argues by Chardu. Time should have I a maski, and I'm Mishra V'Yarkan. It's really like the same Kasha twice. One is that the Rabban Ashver, and two is Rav Yosef Shver, the same thing, the exact same case. Pasha, however you answer Rabbanan, you'll say Rav Yosef holds the same way, but okay. So Ravina, Kasar Rabbanan, Masik Maharka, Yis Asmo, Rashi says, Avon Shvisha Mitzchila Ose Bereshus. So it's a tremendous Chiddush, and even though he was Bereshus, but if right now I'm a Masik, I have to be Maharkik. Practically, Gemara and the cloud of Yosef Sarah Nisik Maharchik as Asmo. Gemara thought somehow or another why in the world they would think such a thing is a mystery, but that's what the Gemara thought. That Ravina's Lashon is Mashma Kasava Rabbana, which is Mashma that Rav Yosef argues. Does it mean Rav Yosef holds how Amazin Arkasan, the cloud of Yosef Sarah Nisik Arkas Asmo? Other than the kasha comes back that we had by Mishra V'Yarko. And okay. So basically what the Gemara says is that you want to know how the guy came, because he was the original owner. He came. Once the other guy comes, he has to be marchik, because it's a din, I'm a masik marchik, even if you came by heter. And Rabbi Yossi says that since we're both masikim, so therefore, I don't have to be marchik. Okay. So that's all. That's a simple Gemara, right? In other words, the first guy came because he owned it. Once the second guy comes, then the first guy becomes a mazik, so he has to move because I'm a mazik naharchik, even if he comes brishos. And Rav Yaisi says he doesn't have to move because there are two mazikim, we're both mazikim, so neither of us has to move.
And Mishra and Yarko was Rav Yaisi hold?
It's only one masik in one direction, and I'm a masik. Everyone would agree. I'm a masik laharchik. That's what the Gemara wants to say at this point. In other words, going to have a question. Okay, but that's not so. It just said it's a frame drabon and kamarne. Okay. All right. So let's see Tysus, right? But so for you, we have the Gemara. Help me have the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, how in the world do we have a case that the first guy came, according to Rava, that you're not out to come if you're Mazik. And Rav Yossi holds that they're both Mazikim. Tarot says the first guy came when he owned the whole property. If that's the case, so why in the world does he have to move? Tarot says, because there's a din, according to Rabban, if there's a Mazik. I'm a Mazik, Maharchik. Once you're a Mazik, you have to move. Rav Yossi has some special Svara. If we're masik each other, I don't have to move. We'll see again in Tysus what Rav Yosef's svar is.
Did the Gemara switch who was the first person, or that's not so important?
Doesn't make a difference who the first person is, because according to Rav Yosef, they're each equally masik each other, so it makes no difference who the first person is.
On the Lashon, it sounds like the Gemara's kasha was the first person was the Dvarim. The answer is it was the Charla, but it doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters, because in the whole question was on Rav Yosef, how do we mishkachas? And then they know there is who comes first, because they're both mazikim, so they, but neither of them can come first, I think. Okay, that's the tesis. We're trying to, they're obviously very hard tesis, but we'll try. So we're skipping the first tesis. The first tesis is more like let's see, his quotasis, I think.
Botanical one.
What?
Botanical?
Yes. So I'm not, I'm going to skip it. Those people who like to learn about nature, they can read it. Okay. Taisa says, either Osama Hechemishkachaso. So Taivis, the first, second Taivis is discussing our problem. Why, according to Abaya, does everything work out? So he's going through the cheshbon. Why, according to Abaya, works out? Why, according to Rava, the Havamina is it doesn't work out? And why the Gemara in the Maskana is saying it does work out in Rava? Basically, this Tosis goes through the whole cheshbon of the Gemara. Okay. Pirish Re. Shana Gemara.
One point. Pirish,
what?
Sorry, just one point. Does the Gemara now asking on the Resha and the Sefer once we have the Sefer? Does that mean on everything? Or does that mean once we have the Sefer, that just looked up that the Reish is not Kashla Adadi anymore?
Rashi only said it's on the Sefer.
Okay, once the Sefer showed us that that Kashla Adadi is not really a good answer in the Reish. Because if that's the way you're going to, shots everything up, then the whole Sefer doesn't work out. But now that we know that there's a Sefer, the Reish is, he went to the border, so how did he get in the first place when all of them?
Because he's not a mazik.
Where's the Kashan Rava? How did all these mazikin get to the border, right? The answer is, the Rava came along and said, no, really like that, because Kashla Adad. The Gemara's mother, Sefer, told us, right? The Sefer told us that's not good, because we see from Abyeisi that whole thing is not a good answer. Oh, that's not a good answer. Then the ratio, and if you have a Kashan, Mishra, you have a Kashan on everything. The Sefer showed us that we can't answer Kashla Adad.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Okay, maybe. I don't know. Let me see, Ty. I don't think it makes any difference. So if you say it your way, I don't think it will change anything. So, okay. So let's see, Ty. Ido samich hechi mishkachasa. Pirishri. Pirishvimot abaya damar samich osi shapir. The Marish Shasarama Bao Dvarim Tchila. The Bao Dvarim came first. The Havagav, the Hashikasal Gadaita, the Dvarim Nami Masi, the Charda, the Kuriyama. The Gemara and the Havamina thought that Rabbanan also agreed that there's mutual Hesek. So that's Mukhrok from the Lashon and the Gemara. Because the Gemara only in the answer discusses that each guy, that the, that Rav Yossi holds that they're mazing each other, and Rabbanan Savri, that you don't eat, the bees don't eat the kernel. So it's mashra. The Gemara and the Havamina didn't know that. So the Gemara and the Havamina thought that the Dvarim are not me mazik lechardo. They call it Gomsavi Rabban and Dawa mazik Shani. Dainu Bawachard and Isaac as Kohar Koka. Well, Gabi Bort.
They were both mazikin? I thought Rebbe was saying that they were not mazikin.
They're both mazikin. According to the Havamina, was that everybody agrees that everyone agrees that by the boar that a chardo and the dvarim, the Havamina was that even the Rabban agreed they're both mazikin, and not like the Gemara's maskana, and the Rabban holds that the first guy can come beheter, and once he comes beheter, the second guy has to do the whole harchaka. Then we find by Bork. Well, not Bork.
What's Taisa's kasha, though? Isn't the pashtus, is that like Rabbi was saying before, it should be like Bork. It sounds like Taisa's has a kasha. Oyvei. Why does he have to be marchik? Because that's exactly what Bork has to do.
He doesn't have any kasha.
Afagav is a kasha.
The pashtus shot is not a kasha. He's just speaking it out. His kasha starts when he gets to Rav Yossi. Poshim Shad is Bishra Bad, the Mariah Summit Bab Dwarim Tchila. even though they we hold that they're both mazik, but there's no problem. He's just saying this for contrast for when we get to rubber later. Poshup shot, there's no kasha. That because that the Rabban hold that the first guy is allowed to be Simech, as we find by Bor, and the second guy has to do the entire harchoka. So the Rabbanon are very good. Right now, there's according to Abaya, the Tanakhava is simple. First guy is allowed to be Simech, because it's just like by Bor, the first guy is allowed to make the Bor. Now, once the first person made the Bor, the second person has to be Marchik 6. So likewise over here, whether the Baal Chardu or Baal Dvarim came first, he was allowed to come. And once he came, the second guy has to be Marchik 6. So the Tanakhama is simple. Well, Rav Yossi Savar, now what's Rav Yossi Savar? Keep in the Dvarim. Maski, I don't know where that Darwin. No, the word Nami. I don't know why he has the word Nami. Kim the Dvarim Nami, Maski Chardu. Since the Dvarim are Masik to Chardu. So when you came first, you're doing a little bit of a Hezek. Even though the Chardu is not there yet, and Abaya holds that you're allowed to be Simech if the other boar is not there yet. But still, Osik Sas Shaloka Hagen. Should some of our mates are Shazel Osin of the Sophist Roa Cardo? Aval Gapisha with Dinan Yakodamano. Shal Yizbo. He called a gong Sas Shaloka Hagen, I said. Therefore, Gabal Cardo Yakodismo. If that's the case, then why don't we say the same thing by Bor, that the second guy can be Simech, and we don't say that, we say that the second guy can be Marchik 6. Well, tell me the Bor, the Hosam Yishum, the Marpilet Ari, Mazik Hasheni B'Yadayim, the Kosel Bor Shom Yishum, because the second guy is a Mamish Mazik. The Chakot Shein, Arke Gor Chakot. Abba Hakon HaOmat Lo. Okay, so let's say this again. So according to Abaya, everything makes sense. The first guy is allowed to be Simech because the first guy is always allowed to be Simech, even though he's a future Mazik, because there's no Hezek now. According to the Rabbanon, the second guy has to be Marchik all the whole thing, just like by Bor. The second Bor has to be Marchik everything. Simple. According to Abaya, according to Rav Yossi, we say, since the first guy did Ksas Shaloka Hogan, so therefore the second guy can say Shai Moslo. I also Shai Meich.
But Jace is supposed to be more lenient.
And then I, by Boris, say the same thing. I think I'm like, boy, you're a real Mazik, so you can't say this far. Yeah, okay, that's Tosis.
Isn't as far as Afuchas? I thought Rabbi Yossi is more lenient than the Rabbanon, not more machmer. Coming out of the Rabbanon, according to Abaya, is okay, no problem, do whatever you want to do. Rabbi Yossi, now we have problems because he's did it with like a again, he wasn't supposed to, so he also says, That comes as far as the fuchas. He's supposed to be.
I don't know what. Yeah,
right. Rabbanon is supposed to be that you're not allowed to go to the mitzvah. You're not like that. Be marchik the whole works, right? Rabbi Yossi, except for giving delay, Rabbi Yossi is master everything. No problem.
The second guy is not allowed to go to the border, and Rabbi Yossi holds the second guy is allowed to go. So Rabbi Yossi is more mako.
Say again.
According to the Rabbanon, the second person, we're focusing on Mr. Number 2. Everybody agrees Number 1 was allowed to come to the Mezar, because that's Abaya. We're in Abaya, just like Mr. 1's allowed to make his board. The Shai is, what about the second guy? So according to Rabbanon, the second guy has to be Marchik the entire 6 Tvachim. Tvachim. Just like by Bor, he has to be Marchik 6 Tvachim. And according to Rav Yossi, there's some kind of special svara that since you did Shalom Gahogan, I can also do Shalom Gahogan.
Doesn't Rav Yossi Stam hold that a mazik is allowed to go near a nizik as long as it's I don't know. Are we in Rav Yossi's shita that a guy could?
No. The Gemara says we're in Rav Yossi and the shita is Rabbanan. I didn't read that
line. Rav Yossi himself, for sure, you could go up to, no problem.
Yossi holds our mazik. But we're in the shitas of Rabbanan and our mazik laharchik. This is Rav Yossi speaking in the shitas Rabbanan, the Gemara says. This is not the famous Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi in the other Tana Shita. Okay, anyway, again. So Tavis is explaining that according to Abaya, everything makes perfect sense. Because the first guy, the Rabbana, make perfect sense. Because the first guy is allowed to be Saimich. Second guy has to do the entire Hachaka. And Rav Yossi holds that since the first guy did a Sashalok Hagen, so therefore, God Barachar the Yoko Lismo.
Doesn't this sound though similar to the good Rav Yossi that we've known to come and love? Because I'm trying to say one thing, because he's saying to the Rabbanon, at least by bar, I agree that you can't do a Kol Mara Mara.
Have to read the next line. Mara says it's not Rav Yossi. The version of the Gemara.
So what is the Machlokes in this step? What is the Machlokes?
Don't confuse me, please.
With Ibrahim, what is the Machlokes?
The Machlokes is Rav Yossi has this Svara that since you acted Shaloka Hagen, so I can also act Shaloka Hagen.
But not by bar when you're doing a Giri delay. So it's even bar. In here, he's being Michalik with his Shita. It's coming back with the same Svara. He's saying, you Rabbanon, okay. Granted, I'll agree. I hear what you're saying by bar, but if it's indirect, like you're only planting something, even you should be masking. So he really
Tosa's not referring to it as give a delay. He's still referring to it as mazik hasheni be a dime. It might end up being the same thing.
Whatever it is, but it's the same tvara. I'm just saying.
Okay, but it's really it's just going to confuse us. Then we have. I don't want to go there, and it's not going to help me. I'm just trying to understand. Let me just learn Tysus. It's a complicated enough sugya without trying to connect it. Right now, the Gemara says this Rav Yossi have nothing to do with the other Rav Yossi. There's some similarities, not similarities. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so let's stop to think. What Tysus is saying. Does this make sense? What?
What does Tyson bother by from Abaya that he has to go Bishlam Abaya and the whole mice, the whole thing? Tyson sounds like he's bothered by something Abaya did wrong
here. Bashib Shad Abaya makes no sense because according to Abaya, Rav Yossi makes no sense. According to Abaya, the Rabbanan make perfect sense.
But he's working the Rabbanan.
What?
Why does Tyson have to work out the whole Rabbanan and Abaya Bishlam and Abaya and Rabbanan? Rav Yossi the issue.
Okay, I don't know. I can't add that, but that's. I don't know if that's a valid kasha. Davis is allowed to speak out things. I don't know. It's not so. Is Varim shoot them? I don't know. He's speaking it out. Because once you speak out why Rav Yossi disagrees, you have to stay with the Rabbanan hold. I don't think that's really fair. So, again, so Davis Pashas was bothered by a problem that Abaya can't understand Rav Yossi. Because if it's like Boer, so by Boar, when each guy is mazik the other person, so the first guy stays and the second guy does all the archaka. So why in the world does Rav Yossi hold that the second guy is allowed to come close? Right? Doesn't make sense. Abaya doesn't make sense. So Tavis explains Abaya, but in the process, Rav Yossi and Abaya explains Rav Yossi and Rabbanan and Rav Yossi and Abaya, and you see the contrast. Abaya in the Rabbanan, Abaya and Rav Yossi. So the Abaya in the Rabbanan is Pashib Shat. It's exactly like Bor. And Abaya in Rav Yossi is this complicated Svara. You did Ksat Shaloka again. Therefore, I'm allowed to be Saimek too.
Rabbanan agree to that, but they hold the Metzius is different, so they argue on the whole Svar.
Well, Taiva says that the Gemara at this point holds there's no machlekes in Metzius. They just argue with that Svar. This is a Chiddushik of Svar. They say, no. So what if I did Sash Shalom again. Since I was allowed to do what I did, so you have to be Marchik.
Different than the Gemara says. Rebbe said this Svar. The Gemara says very clear that Rabbi Yossi says, hey, you're just as bad as I am. What is Taisa's Chiddush in this whole thing? Rebbe said the Svara before you
place this. We don't say this. We never heard of this Svara before. This is a brand new Svara that we never heard of before. Just because Rabbi Yossi says it, but it seems it makes no sense. And by boar, we don't say that. We don't say that the second guy, the first guy, just as much mazik as the second guy. And yet by boar, Abaya says, the first guy is allowed to be simich, and the second guy got to be marchik. So where in the world, why over here?
The Mishnah says that.
What?
I thought the Mishnah said that, the second guy has to be marchik.
But so now we don't understand Rav Yossi here. By the Chardo and the Dvarim.
So that's Tamakasha. I have a Kasha. Yossi says by Chardo one din, and by Bari says the second din. Taisa just goes through a Bishlam of Bari this, right. Half got this.
That's right. That's the Kasha. The Gemara says, Gemara is asking a Kasha on Rava from Rav Yossi. Now, you, Rava, how do you understand Rav Yossi? So Taivis has a problem. That Pashas Abaya also can't understand Rav Yossi. So he goes through the Chedmon. That according to Abaya, everything makes sense. Rabbana makes sense, Rav Yossi makes sense. We understand the Machloikas. So the only thing you want to say, but Tavis shouldn't have bothered going through the Rabbana. Okay. I don't know.
Even though Rabbana might be a Chiddush, that even though it's not Mazik B'Yadayim, so Lasheni Lahakri Kala Harchaka.
Yeah. In other words, it's a chiddush that the Rabbanan don't know the Rabbi Yossi Svara. So you speak it out, which is what you just said, except in different words. In other words, once you explain Rabbi Yossi Svara, so you speak out what the Rabbanan holds, because Rabbanan don't hold to that Svara. I don't think that's so terrible. But anyway, but what's Davis saying? The chiddush in Davis. Davis is saying a Svara that Rabbi Yossi has a Svara. That since the first guy was Ksas Shaloka Hagen, so therefore, even though Shudin and Yochel Amino, so therefore, God Bawachardo Yochel Nismoch. I say the same thing by Bor. That's because your Mazik Hasheni be a dad. The Sheni is the Mazik Hasheni, but the Sheni really means here the first guy. The second guy is Mazik, the first guy, except. He calls him Hasheni because the guy be him. He's the other guy's Hasheni. Mazik Hasheni be a dayim. I'm sorry. I make it up. Mazik Hasheni dayim. I made a mistake. He's calling him right. The second guy is being Mazik. Mazik Hasheni be a dayim to the coast of where the first guy. Okay. So what do you say about this Svara that Taita says explaining Rav Yossi?
Be a dime. What was Rebbe explaining? I'm saying that.
Nothing. I was just reading the words of Taita again. I misread it, so I don't want to repeat over my mistake.
So we say be a dime. It means more than the Rabbanan. It's much worse. It is much more. Everybody agrees. But Bar is much worse. Well, what's that for?
And Rav Yossi agrees because you're direct hezek. It's like, you know, it's, well, you know.
I mean, you can't say the svar that was Loika Hagen. What is he saying? He's saying you can't say by bar, you can't say Shloka Hagen Svara. That's what it means.
Svara that because you did it, I'm gonna do it because you're doing much worse. You're being Mazik, me be a dayim. The first guy wasn't Mazik, the second guy be a dayim because the second guy wasn't there yet. So the Baya Rabbi Yossi's own Svara is that, listen, what you did, I'll do, but not if by bor, you're not doing the same thing because you're being Mazik, my koso bor be a dayim. That's Pashas and Issa Deraisa. It's a real mazik. You can't go ahead and do that just because I did something, Sas Shaloka Hagen. Therefore, you're allowed to take a gun and shoot me.
So Charol's not be a dime. I'm saying all these things are not be a dime, Rebbe's saying. As you're saying, these mazikim are a different level. They're not really when we said before the Mishnah says that they're a mazik, they're not really a mazik. Chardal's not a mazik. Mishnah's not a mazik. These are not really mazikim.
What?
Rabbi's saying these are not really mazikim, right? Only by bar is it a real second guy is a real mazik. Over here, these are not real mazikim altogether, the same level.
Right. Well, like you said, the ritual bar is gira delay. You have the vibrations. Yes, it's direct vibrations. Yes.
I'm saying the Gemara calls it a real mazik. Maybe just come over. I'm saying four times. The Gemara says it's just a real mazik, a flesh of the mazik, right? But saying all of a sudden he did it. It's a mazik, but it's not nice mazik.
Yes, it sounds good. It's not a flesh of the mazik. It's a milk of the mazik. But okay, just for the record, just because I want to argue with you. Okay. Anyway. So what do you say about Taivis Asvara? I need some input on Taivis Asvara. What do you people say about Taivis Asvara?
It doesn't make sense. It would be it's hard to call a Shalak Hagen.
No, the first problem is, what does this world, what does this mean, Shalak Hagen? What does that mean? Was he allowed to do it?
It's not nice to take the first two pieces of kugel and leave the second guy with nothing. You know, you hogged it up.
I never heard that because you left the guy with nothing significance. I'm sorry that sounds so because you should have been about Musar. They came and they served only one nice, there was only one good piece of cake. You took it for yourself. You would have learned in Sabak and Yeshiva, you would have left it over for someone else. So you're not about Musar.
No, you took two, because over here you really should have done half and half.
You shouldn't have not be, then I'm allowed to be Simei.
But the right thing is
mitzvahs, so Acham Lev Yikach money. I don't know. I was allowed. Alpidin. Abaya says Saimech. Abaya says Saimech. Saimech means it's mutter. That's what Saimech means. Abaya says Saimech. Saimech means mutter. How can you say it's Ksas Shalok HaHagen when Abaya said Saimech?
Rebbe, there's a Rabbeinu Yoina on the Bor Machlokes Rav and Abaye. Discusses how far you have to stay away the second guy, 6 or 3.
So about the first guy?
No, the second guy.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, okay, but we're talking about the first guy. Taivis says
no.
That since the first guy did Sasha Loga Hogan, therefore, according to Abaya, the second guy is allowed to say, hey, you did Shloga Hogan, I wasn't doing Shloga Hogan. What in the world? The first guy was Abaya says the first guy is Saimech, and the second guy is Usher Nismach, according to Abaya. Because Abaya holds a very simple Svara that the first guy is not Mazik anyone because there's no one here yet, and the second guy is Mazik someone.
So, of course, he is a shtickle Mazik.
How can you say that a guy did Sash? First of all, the words don't make sense. I'm having a rant. I want to make a rant first. How can you call a guy Ksas Shaloka Hogan when he called up Abaya? He said, Abaya, am I allowed to put the boar here? He said, yes. Toimech. So I just listened to Abaya. Ksas Shaloka Hogan. I did what the halacha says.
No, he would say the other guy can't stop you.
Abaya said,
I want to say
the words. You can't stop him.
I'm still ranting. Abaya said Saime. So how can you? Where's Sasha Loka Hogan? That's problem number one. Problem number two is okay. He did some Sasha Loka Hogan. So you tell me he's not nice. I don't know. So because you weren't nice, you're not a nice person. I did nothing wrong. I just wasn't a nice person. So therefore you're allowed to be mazik me. Rabbanan, the second guy is a mazik. It's maybe not a deraisa mazik, it's Rabbanan mazik. But the second guy is coming. There's already a boar there, already a dvarim there. So when the second guy comes and puts his card, though, he is being mazik the first guy. The rabbanan say a second guy is not allowed to be mazik a first guy. So say, well, but you weren't nice. You didn't smile at me. When I was in shul, you didn't say good Shabbos to me. So therefore, I'm going to go ahead and be mazik you. What kind of
I don't know start is that? I don't know if we could say it. Maybe we could say it like this. I'm not necessarily agreeing to this tight of Shaloika Hagen because you didn't smile. And I don't know to the extent that he did something wrong, but I could definitely think of a more positive way, a more yashistic way, a more menschlich way to go through with this sale, that he sold. I would say that the way to do it is you have your dvarim there or whatever, you have your thing there. So you sell it and you tell them, listen, Herz Chaim.
There was no sale. There was nothing was sold.
Yeah, we're not before Lokeah. But we're in Abaya. Abaya says Simech. So I come in, I call up Abaya, say, I want to make some dvarim here. What should I do? I went to the rabbi. Abaya is my rabbi. And he says, Simech. So I go in, I Simech. Then you come back to me a month later, say, oh, Tach Shaloka Hagen. How can I be Tach Shaloka Hagen when Abaya told me Simech?
Because over here it's a Chazal who are setting Hilchas Nizkei Shchenim, and in Hilchas Nizkei Shchenim, Chazal are not going to totally eradicate where two Shchenim do what they have to do in their work in their field. It was only when it gets to a certain level are Chazal going to want to even get involved and do it. So when they're doing Tzach Shaloka Hagen, they're not going to get involved and start defending and not defending. Chazal want to carve out something that's a clarkite. If they want to deal on that level, in that world, then they were going to allow him to do it also.
So what I put in when Abaya said Simech, so he's doing an Aveda when he's Simech.
Allowed to choose to work his field and allow Chazal to decide to get involved or not. In other words, he said Simech.
Now, how am I a Ksad Shaloka Hagen when before I went, I called up Abaya. I said, Abaya, what should I do? And Abaya said, Simech.
He wouldn't say Abaya, you should be Simech. He said the other guy. Can I do something? If you call a rav and you say, can I do this to my neighbor? And he says, the other guy can't stop you, I'll plead in. Do
he
what
didn't
you
say
want.
The other guy can't stop
that's you. That's what Paisvah says. It means.
But that's not what Abaya said.
Abaya would not just say Simech. Abaya would say Simech. But you understand when you're going and being Simech, understand that you're allowed. Chazal did not answer it. They you're entering into a world where Chazal is not going to ask for the other guy. Chazal has to set the gedarim up in this case. When it's a real mazik,
so it's not called a Shaloka Hagen.
Rev Moshe Feinstein would not do it.
Okay, Moshe Feinstein is not called a Shaloka Hagen.
What do you mean? It's Simech. He would call up. He would say Simech. Why wouldn't he do it?
I don't know. I have a recollection.
My neighbor,
who was saying about Moshe Feinstein? Reshiva. You know, in the day schools, I don't know if they do this anymore. They have these books that they teach midas with all these stories of gedolim, how someone closed the door on Moshe's fingers and didn't say anything. I don't know if they still have those books. They used to have them when we were in yeshiva. So yeshiva said he didn't like those books because they don't teach midas. They tell you Moshe was a super tzaddik. That's what he did. Okay, but I'm not a super tzaddik. What does that do with me? I'm not mechuyev to do that. He's a super tzidkus. Just because Rav Moshe is a super tzaddik, so what do you have to do with me? It's very nice to know that Rav Moshe was a tzaddik. He says you got to teach him shmuzim from the Torah, that the guy gets punished for this. then it's an aveira.
But the word "sign" that Tyson is saying doesn't mean you still do it.
You're not a tzaddik like Moshe. Like
the word "abaye" means that the other guy can't stop you.
If you're not a tzaddik like Moshe Feinstein,
it doesn't mean you should do it. It means the other guy can't stop you.
That's not what "sign" means. I'm sorry.
Rabbi first will tell you one word. He can't. One line. The other guy can't stop you up.
That's
he did.
Not what Simech means.
That's what Taismus is saying to read it. He is.
Yeah, so you tell me Taismus is saying, Abaya Omer Samech. If you tell me Abaya, when Abaya said Simech, he didn't mean Simech. Okay.
If Apidin, you can. If you're looking for the letter of the law, go ahead.
But you're not, you're a Russia. You're a bum.
No, not a Russia. Maybe Shlishi. You'll go from Shlishi to Kishi. Then you're not a Russia.
I don't know. You go from Shlishi to Kishi. You're not a Russia. Then it's not. It's like this. Shas Shaloka Hagen.
Is it possible it was totally fine and mutter to do, but now you should move back when your friend is coming?
That's not what David says. David says, Shas Shaloka.
Washing is not so good. But then if we keep reading the last narrow line, Tosfos changes from Asa to Isa.
Okay, but that's he probably means, you know, we have to make him jive. So he means Isa when he was Asa.
Yeah, probably.
He said there Asa. Says Asa. So then you and me, okay. That's what I
maybe a bit, but at least in Sfar would make more sense.
Okay. Anyway, I don't get it. So I don't understand why in the world. Let me go further. I had a very interesting diak. Let me go further. We go a little further. Okay. So the second question, what kind of Sfar is this? Because you did Sashaloka Hagen. So the other guy can also do well, you know, like two wrongs don't make a right. It's like a manda svara. But okay. So then I added a rava, the Amar lo samich. Heichi mishkachas lo de baal kardo yarkakor chokko de rabbana. How do we have a case that going up on the first guy? I think I have to mark like everything. Urav yaisi lo mark the clown. The key in the Tarvayu, Maski Ahododi, Alko Echo, the Echo, the Harkle, Katsi Archokis, Bafilu, Soma, Baldwar, and Trila, Yeshlo, the Sau came, Ho, Shaloka, Din, Sumkin. So I was bothered here by the Lushan. David says, Bafilu, Soma, Baldwar, and Trila, in Rava, Yeshlo, the Sau came, Hoel v'shaloka din. So why does Tosfos change his vernacular? In Abaya, he used the word that when the first guy was Simech, he was ksas shaloka hagen. In Rava, in the same case, he says he's shaloka din. Okay, so why
it's awesome.
According to Rava, it's mutter. But it's obviously he's saying that it's wrong in Rava in Abaya too. So he should have said the same lashon, sas shaloka din. Just like he uses the lashon, if he uses the lashon shaloka din, and you know the only difference is in Abaya it's sas, and in Rava it's not sas. So they should use the same word. Abaya is sas shaloka din. And in Rava,
the letter of the law, it's mutter. The letter of the law, it's not katash like a din. It's katash like a hagen. The letter of the law.
I don't know what is the difference. So now I happen to agree with you that
it's like the story when the lady
asked. Sounds like, wait 1 second, before you scream too much. 1 second. In other words, the fact that a typist changes the lotion, that in 4 and he said sas shaloka hagen. And here in Rava, he says that Shaloka din. So I actually agree with Svi. See that we agree that in Rava, in Abaya, he would not say Shksas Shaloka din. Because the fact that Abaya says Soimech, not like someone told me that Soimech means just Bezdin won't stop you. Soimech means you can do it lachatchila. So you can't say it's ksas shelo kedin. If it's ksas shelo kedin, you can't be soimech. So Taisus knows that according to Abaya, it's mutter. So it's not even ksas shelo kedin.
There's no concept of ksas shelo kedin ever. What does ksas shelo kedin mean? It's mutter or usser. What is ksas? Is there ever a concept of halacha ksas shelo kedin?
I don't know. I don't know. So ksas shelo kedin means it's a little aveira.
A little bit usser? We don't. Yes. Well, you could talk during Ben Gavra Lagavra. It's a little bit usser, but not. Okay, you want to say it's a machlokes? What is a little bit usser?
I understand now is that what is ksas shelo kahoge mean? If now we're saying we got to a point.
You're not such a mess.
We're agreeing with each other, but I'm trying to get the Havana. So ksas shelo kahoge, it does not mean ksas shelo kedin. If ksas shelo kahoge meant ksas shelo kedin, then Davis would have been consistent with his lashon, and he would have used the word kedin or kahogan in both places. So I agree with you. Ksas shelo kahogan means something else. But the question: what does that mean? If it's totally kedin, how can something be shelo kahogan if it's a din? I don't hear that.
No, you're, it's a din, but
you're kahogan. Following the Shulchan Aruch, you're following the din.
Why can't it be mutter? But Chazal, it's not enough. The Chazal will get involved to protect you from the other guy. That's all we're saying. We're saying it's mutter. It's 100% mutter, but it's shaloi kedin because now you're opening yourself up. Shaloi kahogen. I'm sorry that it's improper. It's improper enough that if the other guy brings it. You can't say that you're such a tzaddik.
Sorry,
you're not
improper. It means.
And you're not talking English. Lo kahoge means you did something wrong. How can you do something wrong if you're following kahoge? If you're following the din,
you did the right thing.
This is a further extension of the same question we asked before. We asked before that Abaya said somech. So how can you call it shelksat shelo kahoge? So now we're adding the question, assuming our diag is right, that Tovis would never even call it ksas shelo kedin, because it's Abaya says soimech. So if it's, you can't call it ksas shelo kedin, how can you call it ksas shelo kahogen? What is Rabbi, it? How can something be shelo kahogen? If it's a din, if it's 100% the din, then how can it be shelo kahogen?
Can't we say it's kedin?
You see the concept that something is totally mutter to you and everything, but yet it's not a proper thing to do.
Can't we say you wouldn't call that shelo kedin?
Can't we say
nava b'shus hatayra?
I don't know.
Rabbi, call it
kedin. Can we say that you're doing kedin, but lemaisa there's a negative repercussion here that's coming out from it. There's a negative repercussion. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and Rav Shiva have a little thing about this. If you do something that you're allowed to do, but lemaisa there's a result. There's unfortunately nichve. There's a negative repercussion. There's a result from it. It's not that it's not kedin. It's kedin. But it happens to also have a negative repercussion.
No, it's if in the totality I'm allowed to do it, I don't have to worry about the negative repercussion. That's my right.
If you could avoid it, if you could avoid the negative repercussion.
I'm not a tzaddik. Okay, you are the tzaddik. Okay. Go ahead. I saw a sefer that the mashgiach, I forgot which yeshiva, Rav Shadron's Rebbe, when he was on a bus, he wouldn't push the button because he didn't want to make the bus stop just for him. You know, and matriach all the people. So he would wait till the bus stopped and then he would get off. If he missed his stop, he missed his stop. I'm gonna make everyone stop, wait, and have to wait while I get off the bus. The bus should stop just for me. But I don't think that though he's a tzaddik. He's not ready to push the button or pull the string, whatever it was, to ring the bell to make the bus stop at his stop. So he ends up walking three stops. But the other guy that pushes on his stop, he's ksas shelo kahogen. He didn't do the sitkis. You don't do sitkas. Doesn't make you sashaloka again.
There's no concept of being a bal musar. There's no concept. You came down to the dining room. There were two portions left. You're entitled to two. You know there's a guy coming after you. You say, tough luck. So he's hungry tonight. There's no concept like that. I thought we're in a musar yeshiva.
I don't know. And if there is such a concept, I don't think it would have any halachic ramification on the on Hilchus.
Why? If you called Rabbi first, he would say, your letter of the law, you could take both pieces of kugel, but you're not getting shlishi anymore. That's it.
So therefore, the other guy can be mazik me.
Well, what's that? Whatever the therefore is, but the concept is there. It's not, the letter of the law is yes. You did not violate a law technically. But Lamaisa, you're a hog. The guy's a chazer. He acted like a chazer.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not so happy. How can I tell you? If it's a letter of the law, so it's a letter of the law. You can't call me a chazer. You know, that's my coming to me. So, okay.
Could you call the guy who ate both portions a chazer? He could have had one. He could have had one, but he ate both. And the next guy will go hungry that night. So you say, all right, it was mutter. I called Rabbi first. He said, yes, you're entitled to both. You know, if you go to the dorm, you can you can have both portions. That's what you're entitled to. You pay tuition. Okay. So, but in the meantime, now you walk away totally full. The other guy's so sorry. And now you did something like that. There might be repercussions. How that works, it's not like the Wild West.
It's not that there's two portions. There's only one portion left. And you know there's another guy that didn't eat yet.
So that's Chayecha Kaidman if you're both in the same boat.
No, I should have cut the portion in half.
I don't know. Over here, there's a certain amount of space. It should have gone half and half. You're right, I guess.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. The problem is, you see, it works both ways. The smaller we make the Aveira, on one hand, it says, Abaya says, Saimech. So we can't, and we see from the Taifis, it doesn't call it Shaloka Din. So we have to make it some kind of Daki Daki, so to speak. So it's not an Aveira, it's not Shaloka Din.
Why do we have to make that jump that if it's...
One second. If Abaya said, Saimech, but then you're going to say it, but because of that, the other guy is allowed to be Mazigil. I mean, like the moment you make it that the guy basically is following the din, it's very hard to understand why the second guy can be Mazigil. I followed the din. I wasn't a tzaddik. I didn't do lifting Mishuris Adin. I didn't do Staka.
So the second guy is being Mazik, he's not as bad as the first guy. When the second guy is being Mazik, his hezek is doing, I'm not doing worse than you. It's not like all of a sudden I'm being mazik you out of nowhere. I'm not being worse than you.
So it's also a very indirect.
I wasn't here yet. And according to Abaya,
we don't feel so
I'm allowed
bad.
To be Saime.
Rebbe, but that's Tyson.
We don't feel so bad about your ease
says,
that
Rebbe,
I come Tyson to eat
says,
the mustard after.
Rebbe, Tyson says that he, in other words, over here, Tyson's already set up. Interesting that Tyson's already set up that they're both Mazikin. In other words, we already know that both sides are Mazikin. So if the first guy comes there and he's doing it, he already knows that the second guy would have to come with the hat of a Mazik. So when he's doing it, it's only with the mitzvahs that the other guy is going to be evil also. There's no way for him to do it and the second guy puts it there without him being bad, right? So for sure, when he does it, the other guy's also going to be a mazik. There's never a time that one guy's going to be a tzaddik, the other guy's going to be a rasha, right?
Okay. I don't know. I still don't hear it. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm being stubborn, but I don't hear it so well. I'm not happy with the two things I don't like. Let me just summarize, because we're getting late. I don't like the lashon of Shaloka Hogan. I know you want to say he's not a tzaddik. He's not a baal musar. I don't know, the word Shaloka Hagen, this just doesn't hit me right. I don't like the terminology, Shaloka Hagen. And on the other hand, and the way everyone's saying it, that it really is Alpidin right, after all, Abaya said Somech. So I don't, it's hard to hear that you can go ahead, and because you weren't this super Bau Musar, that you weren't Abidin, you didn't have to, but you should have been more considerate. You're not a considerate person. You don't have a good heart, I don't know. So for that, I'm allowed to be mazik you.
Well, it's very indirect. I mean, your bees are going to come eat.
They're a bun on hold.
No, I'm just saying, but your bees...
A second guy, if not to
no,
the
no,
back,
no, but this
first
was even
guy
more.
With Shaloka Hogan, the Rabbanan would say the second guy is not allowed to mazik the first guy. The first guy is allowed because the second guy is not there
no,
yet.
But I'm saying this is even a more indirect.
So here's the second guy. Normally, according to Rabbanan Shita, you're not allowed to do this. Now, but Rav Yaisi said, but since you were Shaloka Hogan, because you weren't about chesed,
we don't have so much rachmanis on your bees eating my mustard. You know what I'm saying? It's so your bees are going to eat my mustard. It's going to get sharp, and they're going to come eat the honey. So, like, in that case, we're not so afraid when you came and hogged everything up. So watch your bees better. I don't know if it's going to work with bar and everything, but.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'm not happy. What can I tell you? So I actually found someone who asked this kasha. Now, the only thing is that he argues with Tysus based on this basis. So it doesn't help me, but at least he asked the kasha. So I believe that I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you right now, just so you don't forget. It's the first paragraph. There's a sefer called Matzei Avraham. I don't know if you people know the sefer. We had it in Queens. It was Rav David Lifshitz put it out. Rav David Lifshitz was called. I forgot. He was the Rav. What was his name? They called him the Rav. The Rav David Lifshitz. Sandy. What was it? It's called the something Rav.
Well, are we talking about the Rav Lifshitz from Mayu? Oh, yeah.
He had a name. Well, he's called I forgot his name. So apparently this was the Rav of his city in Europe. Wrote this sefer. I think so. I forgot his name. Okay, anyway, so he put out this sefer. He reprinted the sefer. It's printed, it's reprinted with his haskama. I don't know if he reprinted it. But he reprinted
it. Is that what it was?
What?
David Chakova, or that was
no.
That's David Leibowitz.
No. There was David Lifshitz, who was a very. I think it was my father's Masada Kedushin. He was a old Rav, one of the Rishivas, was head of Ezra's Torah. He was the old Rosh Hashiva of Rav Yitzchak Yochanan. He was very makbid. What? Yeah, he was Rishiva of Rav. He was very makbid. Not to say it's in YU. But he was a very chashkas person. So he put out this cipher. It wasn't him. He reprinted it. It was printed in Europe, or I don't know if it was printed in Europe, but he reprinted the cipher. But I think so, or at least he gave his haskama to the reprinting. Anyway, I'll send it to you. So he has these kashas. It's Maxi Avram, and we'll see. Okay, all right. Yeshikayachem. So tomorrow, let's do this. So tomorrow I can't be gifshia. I'm sorry. I have to go to Boca to a grandson's graduation. And so I'm sort of stuck.
Mazel tov, Rabbi.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Shikayach, everyone.
Okay, thank you.